And I just look at this and I think, and yes, we could take that so much further by allowing people to set targets, by setting calibrated targets, by using elements of uncertainty, by using these multiple targets, by using a grand underlying reward and incentive system, by setting people up to collaborate in terms of groups, in terms of streets, to collaborate and compete, to use these very sophisticated group and motivational mechanics we see. In terms of education, perhaps most obviously of all, we can transform how we engage people. We can offer people the grand continuity of experience and personal investment. We can break things down into highly calibrated small tasks. We can use calculated randomness. We can reward effort consistently as everything fields together. And we can use kind of group behaviors that we see evolving when people are at play together. These really quite unprecedentedly complex cooperative mechanisms. Government, well, one thing that comes to mind is that the US government, among others, is literally starting to pay people to lose weight. So we're seeing financial rewards being used to tackle the great issues of obesity. But again, those rewards could be calibrated so precisely if we were able to use the vast expertise of gaming systems to just jack up that appeal, to take the data, to take the observations of millions of human hours and plow that feedback into increasing engagement. And in the end, it's this word, engagement, that I want to leave you with. It's about how individual engagement can be transformed by the psychological and the neurological lessons we can learn from watching people at playing games. But it's also about collective engagement and about the unprecedented laboratory for observing what makes people tick and work and play and engage on a grand scale in games. And if we can look at these things and learn from them and see how to turn them outwards, then I really think we have something quite revolutionary on our hands. Thank you very much.